following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
Daddy is back in studio.
And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy show.
Y'all ready for this?
Hey, welcome. Tuesday edition, Doug and Daddy show right here on Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Got a champion amongst us today. Kind of came from... I gotta be honest, it's one of the bigger surprises. If you'd have said the Boston Bruins were going to score 8 goals or Doug Duda was going to become a champion yesterday, what would be more likely to happen? Neither would have really been the choice, but both happened.
VCU, we are Virginia Commonwealth. We are Butler.
You made it happen. Congratulations. I mean, it was an emotional day for you.
Yeah, you use that word a lot. It was a lucky day. That's how I usually say things like that.
And when you pick up the Omaha World Herald today, on the back page, there is a man that hit a hole-in-one to win a $77,000 Mustang. You were a man that was one
Where?
Foot.
Where?
This was Jesse Gloystein. He works, actually, at Woodhouse Ford, and he won the car from Woodhouse Ford. The North Ridge Golf Course in Tecumseh, Nebraska.
Yeah, I was close. I'd never been that close to winning anything like that at a golf tournament before. Number 16, Kearney Country Club, foot and a half.
Tap
I mean,
in.
I don't want to exaggerate, so it was a foot and a half. Yeah, tap in.
Nice. Very difficult hole to birdie,
Every hole is difficult to birdie. But it was fun time yesterday. 270 approximate golfers at UNK's Blue Gold. Glad that Dave Gappa invited me to play on his team and... Just an outstanding organization that they run, and what a team we had yesterday. There was a lot of double takes and double looks about who won the championship at the Kearney Country Club, and congratulations to the teams that won at Meadowlark Hills and Championship Flight and First Flight. So it was a fun day. It got warm towards the end, but actually it was a very nice day overall, and got to see a lot of the UNK coaches and athletes, and they were all out there kind of just sitting, trying to stay out of the sun, and doing a great job at another great event. And we are going to talk with the Chancellor, Doug Christensen, on our Loper Link tomorrow about that and about all that's going on now that we're into the summertime at UNK. So he's among our guests tomorrow. Coming up on Thursday's program, Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad will join us on the program Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show at approximately 11:15, able to confirm that today. So looking forward to new Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad on the show today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The email, the Dent Popper inbox, as always, anything you want to talk about. And again, our three words of the week, you can use them in the email Or you don't have to. If you do, though, you'll be eligible for the large combo meal from Big Dally's Deli every Friday. And those three words are hot, hungry, and performance. Hot, hungry, and performance. Those are the three words that you can use in any email you send to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always go to our website to listen to past shows and to vote on our poll question. Is Darren Erstad a good hire for Nebraska baseball head coach? He's going to be answering those questions, and we'll ask him. He touched on it in his press conference a little bit. He knows he doesn't have what would be the credentials in the coaching circle. How does one get those? Well, they have to become a coach. Now, to be a coach of a Division I baseball program right off the bat as your first job, it'll be interesting. A lot of former athletes struggle in that role when they take on a head coaching experience and job, and we'll see what the coach has to say. So those are the particulars for the show today. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll have that on the program today as well.
And towards the bottom of the hour, we're set to go to Connecticut and be joined by Chip Malafronte from the New Haven Register. They were a team that beat Clemson on their home field, had to do it twice, and routed them 14-1. To send them to a super regional, and many people don't think of Connecticut baseball, but that's one of those Cinderella teams right now, still alive. 9 number ones advance, along with 3 number twos, 3 number threes, and one game going on today between A&M and Arizona, set to get underway about 12:35 is go time to determine that 16th and final team left in the nation in college Division I baseball.
Well, we'll see if A&M and Texas is in. A&M is not in yet, but only 2 of those 8 Big 12 teams, or 6 Big 12 teams that made it into the postseason have a chance to make it to Omaha, just to make it out of the first weekend. But obviously, Daddy, some major upsets out there, and that always makes for interesting baseball. And although there's schools that have been heard from, Dallas Baptist, the number 3 seed in their region, Cal, the number 3 seed in their region, one of those teams is going to the College World Series. And obviously, Dallas Baptist would be what everybody wants to see. Every vendor wants to see Dallas Baptist because it's new, it's unique. There will be a story no matter what you talk about. But Cal, for California being as strong as it is in baseball, University of California has not ever really been one of those teams, at least in recent years, to do that.
No, that's one of the disappointments for the Big 12. Baylor losing 9-8, coming up one run short in that game to advance. They were the 2 seed, Cal the 3 seed. So,
and I ask you, too, and then TCU and Rice, 2 non-big-time conference schools, a lot of tradition, but both of those were the number 1 seeds. Oklahoma didn't get through. I mean, they had a chance when the number 1 goes down, but it was some...
Texas got beat, had to battle back through the loser's bracket.
Yeah, beat Kent State and Texas State and all of that. So, but UCLA, they had 2 of the top 3 guys taken in the draft yesterday, pitchers. 2 of the top 3 people picked were the 1-2 pitchers from UCLA, and they get bounced. That's the biggest upset and the biggest shock to me. That should be the easiest road for UCLA to get through, even though Irvine and Fresno State had great, great records. They get bounced, and Irvine comes out of that region. And then you've got then you're going to have Florida State taking on either A&M or Arizona. That's going to be a huge, huge matchup. You go to the other side of the bracket. Mississippi State gets through as a 3 seed, so Florida, a huge favorite there. Arizona State and Texas actually both got through as the number 1 seeds. Vanderbilt and Oregon State got through as the 1 seeds. Stanford got out of that Cal State Fullerton region where K-State and Illinois were, and Stanford goes on, and they will play North Carolina. I'm going to tell you, I still really like the way it sets up for North Carolina on that side of the bracket, but that side of the bracket right now looks a lot tougher because Virginia, Florida State, South Carolina, they're on one side, and I don't know how the I don't know how you make a national. We'll see. It's just there's some good solid teams left, and there's some Cinderellas out there. So let's see. And the Dallas Baptist Cal winner would draw Virginia in the first round of the College World Series, which could put an immediate end to the Cinderella season. But that goes on with 4 of the games starting Friday, 4 of them on Saturday in these super regionals.
You know, either you mentioned Virginia, they got to take on UC Irvine, and of course the vendors you mentioned, they love the Anteater hats. People buy plenty of them up, and then that's one of those Cinderella mascots. And Irvine's been there before. Should be an interesting matchup, but you're right. I think Dallas Baptist is a team right now that everybody, along with Connecticut, a team that's just forgotten about. They had two first-rounders, a pitcher and an outfielder, both drafted in the first round. So you don't think of Connecticut baseball last night, but before the draft coverage on Major League Baseball Network last night, I got a chance to see Peter Gammons do a sit-down with both of those young guys, and the average temperature in Storrs, Connecticut this year was 45 degrees. They talked about going to Tennessee, and I think it was 55 or 58 degrees, and everybody was in their sweatshirts and didn't want to come out. They were thinking, heck, this is nice. This is baseball weather for us, and went on to play some good baseball that weekend. So there's some interesting storylines, and, of course, everybody wants to talk about Doug, the number 5 pick overall last night, not getting past the hometown home team, Kansas City Royals and Bubba Starling, and now the big decision, which I can't believe could be that big of a decision. Folks, the Royals had to do so much research with this kid behind the scenes. If they didn't think they were going to sign him, I know the message boards, there's no way Kansas City's going to fork out them. If they weren't going to sign him, they wouldn't have drafted him. There's got to be a number now. The problem I have with this whole process and where this draft is right now, and as long as it's 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it takes these kids to get to the major leagues, if August 15th is a date, and that's a drop-dead date, and then you sign, and a day later you leave for high rookie league or wherever it is they send you, Arizona Fall League, they send you to rookie league, go join your team for 10 games, your season's over, then you've missed the whole summer of baseball. That's got to hinder your progress as far as making it on the timeline and making it to the big leagues. I wish the deal would be moved up and it would be either, here, we're going to sign him or we're not, but this deal's going to drag out. I would, if he shows up in Lincoln, I would be shocked.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to hear from you on today's Doug and Daddy show about the Major League Baseball draft, if you wish. It's still going on. And something I want to throw out, Tony, is I guess I didn't realize how widespread this is. I can't believe Game 4 tonight of the NBA Finals is tonight here on ESPN Radio, and we've had 3 great games so far. And the playoffs, for the most part, because there were some upsets and because Oklahoma City did some things and because Memphis did some things and some of the old guard like Boston and L.A. Didn't make their conference finals, I think it's been interesting throughout. I can't believe the perception out there. And, again, I know I'm in the minority here, and I understand that. But I didn't realize how big the minority was that do not want to see the Miami Heat win an NBA title this year or ever. And I would love for folks to think, put it down on paper, call us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'd love to hear from you. Why do you really dislike LeBron James? If you liked LeBron James last year, why do you dislike him so much now? And I put this in the context of he is not doing anything, and Mike Greenberg hit it right on the head when he talked about it this morning. Of how some people are just perceived as good people and aren't, or are perceived as a bad person, and they're really not, just in sports. What has LeBron James done that was wrong? Okay, so you didn't like that he came on TV and had an hour special? Every tool has a press conference. I know I pick on the Yankees, but I'll pick on them again. How big was it when A-Rod was signed for $250 million? Dollars. He's trying to win a championship. He's trying to better himself. He's trying to go to a place where he can better not only himself as a basketball player, but as a person with endorsements. And let's face it, I'm going to ask anybody out there, Cleveland or Miami, where would you rather live? It's like a Polish joke. Are you kidding me? Cleveland is so full of jokes. Well, why do you think that is? It must be a hellhole. And I'm sure it's a nice place and the people that grew up there, and I think LeBron James likes it. But I don't understand all this animosity towards LeBron James when every other athlete in the business has done it. Shaquille O'Neal, recently, here's a guy. Everybody loved it when he's retired because he's a jokester and has fun. I don't think LeBron is a mean person or hates the press. He's always been a very forthcoming for a high school kid to come right into the pros. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't see where it seems like the answer is, well, I just don't like what he did. What? Somebody give me one good reason. And again, if you're from Ohio, so be it. You think he deserted you. You know what? He made you more than he's ever going to take away from you. Be thankful for what you had the years that he was there.
I think people out there are, they had so embraced that underdog role and wanted that team that had never won a championship, never been close to doing that ever before. He made noise on the national stage. I think people love that. Then when behind the scenes all the work was done with Wade and Bosch and concocting this super team or whatever with the three all-stars and the
two guys. Dwayne Wade was already there, and they brought in two guys.
Yeah, but they could Wade could have left and went somewhere else. I mean, they could have done this in any other team. Yeah, Wade was in place in South Beach, and yeah, you're comparing South Beach to Cleveland, five-star, and you rate Cleveland wherever you want to. But I think everybody's looking at I think it's the underdog deal. You liked him when he was took on. Now he's the big favorite out there. He totally reversed roles. And I think part of it has to do with facing Dallas. I think a lot of people out there like Dirk. I think they like Jason Kidd, been around for a long time, would like to see them get a title, and they like Cuban.
But didn't people like LeBron last year? And wasn't he the big deal?
Certainly,
he's the greatest thing.
Certainly
we loved
more,
him out of high school.
More
we
than like him now. More than like him now.
Well, that's my point. Why? Because he switched teams? Everybody does it. Why isn't Kevin Garnett still with the Minnesota Timberwolves? What did the Florida Marlins do? They won a World Series and got rid of everybody. In this time right now where there's kind of a dead time here in the world of sports, and we're talking about this, at least locally, this is one of the things that has really, in the last week, really befuddled me on a national scene, and especially even here, just with the folks I talked to, a ton of them yesterday, you know, just in us talking about basketball, where there's not really basketball fans. I mean, there's nobody to really follow. So I think maybe you're either a Laker or a Celtic fan, probably for the most part. Maybe that's why it befuddles me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. He's a great athlete. He's the best basketball player in the NBA. I don't understand. When was the last time the best athlete in their sport was hated this much? And he's not even a tool.
I don't know if hate. You're getting that much animosity towards the guy?
Nobody. I don't want Miami to win because of LeBron. What? What if he'd have went to the Lakers? What if he'd have went to the Knicks? If all these guys went to the Knicks, nobody would be saying a damn word. I'll tell you that right now. If all three of these guys went to the Knicks, it would have been the greatest thing that ever happened, and that's how it would have been spun by the national media. They'd have been on TV every night, and no one would have said another word about it. But they're going to Miami, which is not a national. It's not Chicago. It's not L.A., and it's not New York.
You think behind the scenes Pat Riley feeds into the Celtic? You think that's anything to do with it?
No.
I mean, but there just seems to be an arrogance. I think he brings that to Miami.
None of the listeners out there have anything to say on this today. You all hate LeBron, but you don't have a reason. Is that why? 888-455-ESPN. We'll take a break back after this.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories a true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Animal Kingdom won the Derby, but Shackelford spoiled his Triple Crown bid in the Preakness Stakes 2 weeks later. On Saturday, June 11th, the duo square off once again in the 143rd Belmont Stakes. I'm Mike Penna. Join Jude Feld, Sean Clancy, and me Saturday, June 11th, as we broadcast live from Belmont Park to bring you all the action of the final leg of racing's Triple Crown. Will Animal Kingdom avenge his Preakness defeat, or can Shackelford make it two in a row?
The Belmont Stakes right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Look for mostly sunny skies today, hot and humid, a high temperature near 94 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear skies, winds turn to the north 5 to 15, a low around 59. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, a high temperature of 78 degrees.
Right now, 84.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. All of our guests are fed by the friends at BK, with two locations in Kearney, also in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Check out their spicy chicken sandwich for just a dollar at BK today. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Merritt, you say it's lighting up a little bit.
Yeah, we got Tanner from Lincoln.
Tanner, what's going on?
I was just going to comment on your LeBron talk.
Love to hear. What do you think? You're anti-LeBron?
Well, I'm not really a huge basketball fan, but when he was in Cleveland, I was a big I kind of liked him. And then the way that he kind of strung everybody along, and then he thought he needed a TV show to announce where he was going, it just kind of made me sick of hearing about him.
I knew the TV show thing. But that, again, you either hold a press conference or you make $1 million for the boys' club.
I think he did it by stringing people along for the month or whatever, when it was all done behind the scenes a month before.
Well, I understand that. But so you just don't, Tanner, you're one of the guys that don't care what LeBron does from here on out?
Well, I mean, he's still the best player, and I understand that, so that we're going to hear about him. But I think we hear too much about him.
Okay, Tanner, I appreciate the call. We appreciate the call on the Doug and Daddy Show, and stay safe today. Well, he is the best player in the world.
I think that's pretty inarguable. You can't really argue that point at all.
So I would think you'd hear a lot about him. And believe you me, there's so many other athletes that I get tired of hearing about, even when they don't play anymore. I mean, Brett Favre, Joe Montana. Go down.
You said it's a different era right now in the last 10 years. It's not Paul Molitor. It's not, you know, Don Mattingly. It's not George Brett that stayed with their teams and became folk heroes where they were from. It just doesn't happen now.
Back to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's going on?
Not much. I'm actually probably in the middle of the road. I really don't care one way or another about LeBron. I mean, the guy is awesome. The thing that just, to me, that irritates me is how, you know, people were going, well, he can't do this. He can't do the clutch shots. He can't finish a game. And now he finishes games as well. It's because of the way this. Or, you know, we can't buy a break. And I don't really feel sorry for him, because anybody that makes that much money, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to feel sorry for you. But, you know, I mean, I don't understand why people dislike him. He made a press conference. He made, what, was it $1 million for the boys club or whatever it was?
Yep.
You know, I wish more people would do that. I'd be ecstatic. But, I mean, there's no reason to hate this guy. And, you know, just some athletes, people just get turned off. And I guess LeBron James is one of them. So I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Well, most of that probably all true, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe more people should do what he did and raise money for charity. I don't know, Doug. I guess, you know, you got more people talking to you. I guess I'm getting them. You either got people that are interested. There's very few that sit on the fence and go, I really could care less. Or I'm really starting to like this basketball because of the plays that are being made, whether it's Dirk, whether it's LeBron blowing by people. When he blows by people and slams that basketball, I like him or hate him, you still shake your head and go, that's impressive.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox where number two fan says, he's a douche. I have never rooted for him. I'm trying to figure out why you're defending him. They are Yankee-esque. Exactly. Exactly. They are. I mean, if you're okay with what the Yankees do and what some of these other teams do in sports, then why aren't you okay with this? And I think this is so much less level, way less level than what we've seen. And then Amber chimes in with a very naughty email that we can't read on the air.
Perfect. Keep sending those whether they're good or bad.
Go to the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776.
Derek from Grand Island.
Back over to the third city, Grand Island. Derek, what do you think?
I'm thinking I don't understand why people are really hating on LeBron. For the most part, I think what's losing sight of the whole situation is the selflessness about his own legacy and, you know, just wanting to win. And I think people forget about that. And I think that's why I understand the whole backlash against him. I mean, just like you guys said it yourselves, would you rather be in Cleveland or would you rather be in Miami? And I think that's a no-brainer.
You do forget, Derek, about the 3 years he spent trying to add pieces of the puzzle in Cleveland in his hometown and doing so many great things. People forget that.
Yes, they do. And that's why, and with the old press conference thing, I'm sure you guys heard this before, but, you know, just like when high schoolers pick a college, they do the same thing. But at the same time, he did it for a good cause. And no matter what he did, I think you'd still get the mean backlash just for switching teams, regardless of how that went down.
He made himself available. Hey, Derek, thanks for the call. Sure appreciate it.
No problem.
888-455-ESPN. Well, at least there's some people out there that are sensible and aren't hating on LeBron. And if you don't want to root for LeBron, that's your opinion, that's your prerogative. You can do what you want. But I just was shocked here in the last week since this finals has been going on. You know, hey, who do you want to win? Who do you think's going to win? Well, I think Miami, but, you know, if either team wins, I'm good with it. That's pretty much been my textbook response, because I'd love to see Dirk win it, because he seems to be a great guy and has been around and he hasn't been on a superstar team. He's been the superstar. And then I say, you know what? I like Miami because everybody's dogging on him, and I don't see why that's a problem. They did what they did. Nobody picked him to win it, remember, at the beginning of the season when the Yankees bought people. Everybody picks him to win it.
Yeah. No, and I think people, Doug, you go back to the middle of the season, all they went through and losing all those games and people crying in the locker room, Remember how many leads a Sports Center there was? And maybe those are really slow sports days. But that's when the NFL was going on. And people talking about the NBA when the NBA doesn't get talked about. That's what's pretty remarkable. They had a lot of coverage this year. A lot of people swarmed this team with attention. And when they were down and out, everybody was piling on. Well, now that they're winning, I don't know. People just like to pile on people that aren't having success. When they are having success, people just hate it. I guess that's human nature, I guess.
It is just so weird, though, because I don't know how you can hate on Miami. There's never been a reason. Shaq went to Miami. It was all good. LeBron goes to Miami, and he's a dork. He's a tool. Everybody hates him. He's a douche. That's true. He definitely is. There you go. But here we go. Coming up, Chip Malfonte of the New Haven Register to talk a little NCAA baseball and maybe a team that gets to the College World Series that hasn't been there in Connecticut and the Huskies, a university that I think has been well-known for basketball and is starting to do a lot more in all their sports in Division I. Nah, UNO will never attain that success. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and be back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Look for mostly sunny skies today. Hot and humid, a high temperature near 94 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Winds turn to the north 5 to 15, a low around 59. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, a high temperature of 78 degrees.
Right now, 84.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Who we got coming up on the show tomorrow? We're going to talk a little soccer with the Shrine Soccer Classic coming up. We're going to have coaches the next couple of days to be discussing that. Also expect to be joined by UNK Chancellor Doug Christensen to talk about the huge fundraiser that just concluded yesterday, UNK Blue Gold, and all that's been going on from the top dog at UNK. And he'll be with us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. I'll tell you what, again, a foot and a half away from Ryan and Andy. They were both out there yesterday. Darren, they were all out there yesterday playing golf, and it was a Midway vehicle.
They're going to hold the key. They were going to hold the keys and help you into the car.
There would have been a huge investigation. There would have been a huge investigation. But if you don't want to be hassled, then head out to Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac South 2nd Avenue for Midway's hassle-free service. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle, clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations. You can feel confident that you got the best price. When you make that purchase, first year's maintenance, free, a lifetime of car washes, that's free. It's all there for you, plus the great everyday service that they provide to you, whether you buy a brand new or a pre-owned certified vehicle or bring it in for maintenance on the one that you have now. Think Midway. Go to thinkmidway.com, the best website in the business. You can preview any vehicle that they have on the lot on their website. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Doug, folks around here embrace the College World Series, and they embrace Cinderella, one of the Cinderella teams that has advanced to the Super Regional that I think nobody has been talking about is the University of Connecticut. We go to New Haven Register right now. New Haven, Connecticut, and we're joined by Chip Malfronte. Chip, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome to our show, and congratulations to a baseball team I don't think anybody expected anything out of.
Yeah, I don't think too many people around Connecticut really thought that this was possible either. This is something that's really, really kind of surprised everybody, even right here in Connecticut.
It didn't take long last night, Chip, before the Major League Baseball draft, when they had the feature story about the two kids going in the first round. There are some very, very talented players. Nobody knew about them before last night, I don't think, though.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Jim Penner's UConn's coach has been able to do. He's really built this program over the years, and he's done it recruiting right in the state of Connecticut and New England, and it's talent that doesn't get a lot of notice. It's pretty cold here, right up until May 1st. And it's a place that scouts don't come into too often. And what Jimmy's really been able to do is build this program right by digging in his backyard, and it hasn't gotten a lot of national attention, but I think that's going to change.
Chip, when did you realize that Connecticut could be a force this year with this year's team? When did they start putting things together?
Well, I think last year was probably the breakthrough for them. They reached the Field of 64 last season, and they actually hosted in Connecticut. And that was the first time they had received a bid in something like 15 years. Didn't have a great performance last season. They lost to Oregon twice, and were eliminated rather early. But the nucleus of that team was coming back, and the George Springers and the Matt Barnes. Everybody expected big things out of them this year. Really didn't lose a ton from last season. So, I think the expectations were definitely bumped up this season just based on what they had coming back. They got off to a little bit of a slow start. I think it was once they started the Big East season is really when they got things going this year. But I think the expectations were pretty high again for this season.
I guess a slow start started at this regional, too, a 13-1 blasting by Coastal Carolina. To go to the loser's bracket, then have to come all the way back through, something you never hear of in baseball.
Yeah, and to be able to do it, against a couple of Carolina teams, and to have to beat Clemson on Sunday night and then come back again on Monday, play them again, you're worried about the pitching depth and whether you've got the arms to hold up to some of these established Southern teams, and they really showed that they did. And I think people know. I don't think it was until last night when they really beat Clemson that handily that people realized that this team is actually pretty good and they might have a chance at the Super Regionals.
Take us into this Super Regional matchup with South Carolina, the number 4 overall seed. Do you have what it takes to match up with these guys?
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen. Really, it's so difficult to compare the teams from the Northeast to those established powers. These guys who have won College World Series like South Carolina has, but I think just based on what we saw at the Super Regionals, it's all there. I mean, they've got the high end pitching. The bullpen is outstanding. They've got guys who can hit all throughout the lineup. I don't see any reason why
a team like UConn won't be able to match up with South Carolina and at least give them a couple of competitive games.
Tell us about George Springer a little bit. He was one selected number 11 overall in last night's Major League Baseball draft.
Yeah, he's just a heck of an athlete. And you know, but before the season, there had actually been some talk of him maybe being up there as the number one overall pick, and that kind of fell off a little bit. But he's just got it all. He can hit. He can hit for power. He steals bases, and he's a great defensive center fielder. And really, when you look at the kid, you can just see what a great athlete that he is. He's a total package. I think he's going to be an outstanding professional player.
Talking with Chip Malfatti of the New Haven Register here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio about Connecticut. They're 45-18, had a tie earlier this year, and their top two offensive weapons going in the first round of the draft last night. Obviously, it's going to come down, or usually comes down, to pitching, although a couple of the games have been blowouts, as we said, in the regional. What about the guys that will start in the first two games here for Connecticut?
Yeah, I think you're going to see Matt Barnes start the first game, and he was the guy who was taken 19th overall by the Red Sox, and he had actually kind of slipped a little bit. I think we thought we were going to see him go somewhere around pick 10, 11, 12. He wound up going to the Red Sox, who had scouted him heavily all throughout the season. I know I saw Theo Epstein show up at stores to check him out on more than one occasion. He'll get the start in game one, and he's really been the Huskies' ace all season. He's the guy who got hit pretty hard against Coastal Carolina in that 13-1 loss, but that was really the only outing this season where he's been touched. He's definitely one of the premier pitchers in the country, and he'll be followed up by Greg Napo, who is another Connecticut guy. Barnes is a Connecticut guy. Greg Napo, also from Connecticut, and he's a fifth-year senior, and he passed up an opportunity to sign with the Dodgers last year to come back and pitch for his fifth year because he just enjoys the college game so much, and he's 10-2, 2.55 ERA. So two outstanding pitchers, two real high-end pitchers, and those are the guys that are going to give UConn the best chance against a team like South Carolina.
Chip, it sounds like Coach Penders is able to turn the corner here a little bit the same way that Nebraska did maybe a decade ago. Yeah, you got to have kids come in from different parts in the country, but you've got to have some home state kids in Connecticut, and probably not a hotbed of baseball like Nebraska either, but that has obviously been a key for him.
Yeah, and it's the perfect comparison, I guess. And really, when you had good high school players come up in the state of Connecticut, their main goal was, I want to get somewhere else. I want to go down south, play in the ACC or the SEC. That was the big time, and that's really changed. And I think having George Springer, a kid like George Springer, stay home is big for these kids in Connecticut. And now Jim Penders is able to get more and more of these guys, and every year it seems like he's able to keep those top state kids home for the program because, obviously they see they can accomplish at UConn what those southern schools have been able to accomplish for all these years.
It's got to be a fun school to cover, whether it's football. You guys have had some success there. Basketball, of course, the women's program, second to none. The men's program, national titles. Where's Jim Penders? Is he becoming a popular guy on campus?
I tell you what, it's really been an amazing year. And you mentioned it started with the football team, and they won the Big East this year and played in the Fiesta Bowl, and just followed up with basketball and into baseball. And yeah, I mean it's still a basketball school. Don't get us wrong over here. I mean people are gonna live and breathe UConn basketball, and even baseball now. This is Yankees Red Sox territory, and everybody gets so wrapped up in that rivalry, and it's starting up again tonight. So UConn baseball still not quite up to that level, but certainly people are taking notice of this team and what they've been able to do, and I think a lot of people are going to be really, really excited about what happens from here.
When do they start thinking about going to Omaha? I mean, that's got to creep into their mind, and Coach Penders has got to tell them that's got to be the furthest thing from their mind. But let's face it, that first time, that's the ride that everybody remembers. How is that playing into these kids' psyche right now? Can you tell yet?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, I think just as far as the people on the outside go, I think nobody really thought that getting to the Super Regionals was realistic. I mean, as good as this team has been, I don't think anybody really thought that was even possible to be able to beat a team like Clemson. From a fan's perspective, it still seems like it's like the College World Series is just
some other level, some league that's just, above what we have over here. But I think the players, I don't think there's any question. And they've been playing top talent. They've made trips out to California the last couple of years and played the USCs and those West Coast powers. I think these guys are pretty confident. And I really think that they think it's an accomplishable goal.
Well, Chip, we'd love to see you and this team in Omaha. Cinderella has put the slipper on before, and we would love to see the UConn Huskies advance, a team that totally comes off the radar. Dallas Baptist, UC Irvine, and Connecticut, I'll say right now, are Omaha's favorites right now that everybody's cheering for.
Hey, that's good. And we're right there, too. And I don't think there's anybody that doesn't want to see that happen.
Well, Chip, hey, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we'll get to see you in Omaha.
I appreciate it, guys. It was fun. Thank you.
Take care. Chip Malfani, New Haven Register, talking a little Connecticut baseball. What?
Hey, it's one of those fun, it's just one of those fun little deals at this time of year. You start to, people are going to start watching that ticker. This is one of those teams that's probably not going to have one of those marquee 12 o'clock on ESPN games.
I'm going to tell you right now. Their first game is at 6 o'clock on Saturday night on ESPN2. they play South Carolina. Not everybody in Omaha is rooting for Connecticut.
Well,
because they know that when South Carolina shows up, they can sell a lot of those Cox hats. And they love selling out of all the Gamecocks shirts, jerseys.
Apparel.
Apparel, that's the word. That's the word, exactly. So ESPN's family of stations, network of stations, will have all of those games in the Super Regionals. And, of course, we will have every game from the College World Series here on ESPN Radio. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. But we want to let you know that next week on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be giving away an entry to the two-man, two-day extravaganza, the Michelob Ultra Broken Bow Country Club two-man, June 18th and 19th. And we'll be paying your entry fee on the Doug and Daddy Show. There's lots of games that go along with it. Calcutta, The Feed. It's a 10 a.m. shotgun both days at lovely Broken Bow Country Club. They play Saturday, 9 best, 9 alternate. Then Sunday, scramble and 9 holes aggregate. So you play 4 nines and you play them 4 different ways. And it's two-man and it is a lot of fun. Get this planned out. And if you would like to go to Broken Bow next week, we're going to let you know how to get registered. And we're going to give somebody a chance to win that two-man entry fee to the Broken Bow Country Club. Two-man, two-day extravaganza, June 18th and 19th. And back with more after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmers agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmers agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
If you want to take comfort in more than amenities and to live on your own but still feel part of a caring community, the Good Samaritan Society offers something more rewarding than a lifestyle and maintenance-free living. The way we see it, it's about living the whole of life, something that is one of the largest providers of senior living services we have made our daily mission and our life's work. Good Samaritan Society, Hastings Village.
NBA on ESPN Radio.
Stretch for time! Off the rim, no good!
It was a big win in Dallas as the Heat erased the memory of a Game 2 collapse.
Game over! Miami wins!
Now Dirk and the Mavericks find themselves on the wrong side of momentum as they look to tie the series back up.
And it's Dwayne Wade!
Game 4 of the Heat and Mavericks. Heat and Mavericks.
Tonight at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Look for mostly sunny skies today, hot and humid, a high temperature near 94 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear skies, winds turn to the north 5 to 15, a low around 59. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, a high temperature of 78 degrees.
Right now, 84.
Doug and Eddie Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Miami, another win on Sunday since I was out yesterday. I just want to mark that up as lunch. All right. So I am so far ahead now. I can't believe how I turned that around.
Turning around, eight goals. Turning around, lunch for me, Bruins.
Yeah, okay.
And eight goals.
But I'm up 2-1 in both series, so I'm up a lunch on both.
But if you score over five goals, an extra lunch. Yes. That's the way it works.
You're such a geek. Something that happened here in the last 24 hours, if you like Tri-City Storm hockey, then you're going to be able to hear it on Platte River Radio, either here on ESPN Superstation, Classic Hits 98.9, or the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll be carrying all the games next year on our family of stations, so we're excited about that. And the Tri-City Storm, the radio home again right here. Mitchell Clues of Plainview, who won the Class C Boys State Golf Championship in the shortened Metal Arc Hills in the rain. He is your medalist at the junior match play. That means he's the number one seed for their match play that gets underway and is underway today in Oakland, Nebraska, at the Oakland Golf Club. Area golfers that have qualified into the top 32, Reed Wiebe of Sutton, 8th, Ben Gross-Nicholas of Aurora, Tyler Dowling of Kearney, Brady Barrett of Hastings, and Cale Benson of Grand Island. On the girls' side, somebody actually might challenge Danielle Lemick of Donovan. The two-time defending champion shares medalist honors with Sarah Jo Pravacek of Omaha. Both shot 2-over-72 yesterday at the Ashland Golf Club, just 16 in their championship bracket, which is also underway today.
Doug, another little golf note. Brandon Crick, our friend McCook Pro, comes up a bit short in the U.S. Open qualifying. It was one shot off the lead after day two. Ended with a 73, missed the final spot by four shots of a playoff for the final spot.
Hey, want to thank, by the way, the folks with the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association. I know you guys talked a lot about the Shrine Bowl yesterday, and congratulations to Isaac Almquist of Kearney High and Austin Wilson of St. Cecilia. They were scholarship recipients on the senior side. Also, the Guy Mitty Outstanding Senior Wrestler in Class C went to Austin Wilson of Hastings St. Cecilia. Vern Eckfeldt Coaches of the Year included Darren Garfield of Central City, Darren Waddington of Wood River for C, and Tyler Herman for Amherst. In Class D, the newlywed Tyler Herman now.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
And many other awards went out. Todd Parr of Gibbon, the official of the year. The official of the year. Congratulations to Todd Parr. And going into the Hall of Fame, Coach Cliff Gallant from Clay Center really was the only person from right here, at least in the extended listening area, that was a Hall of Famer this year. Many have went in before. And again, we say thank you from Classic Hits 98.9 and all of our network stations for being one of just three outlets to receive a media award this year for outstanding coverage in wrestling. So thanks to the folks in the Coaches Association for that honor.
Pretty exciting Royals baseball game last night.
Also, Winona State just got blown out on Saturday. I noticed you didn't mention that yesterday. Not that that was a big deal, but we were talking about maybe UNK was that close. West Florida must be pretty good. And the Royals won last night. But, Tony, I got to be honest, even though we had Everett Tiefert on last week and had a good time with him, I'm almost starting to not pay attention. Because they're out of it. They're 10 games back. And I want them to win. But I saw this morning that Hosmer got a single and drove in the winning run. But the point I'm trying to make is, until they go on an 8, 9, 10 game winning streak or 10-1, nobody's going to pay attention anymore. It's over. I mean, the Royals made a little noise again to start the season, and they've made no noise in the last month, which is, I think, highly unfortunate.
Well, I think the way they got swept by the Twins over the weekend, the worst team in baseball, you know, certainly set the tone. But to come back and I don't know, it was a nice win over Toronto, I guess. Any win's nice right now. It's good to see them having some fun, at least some smiles on their face again. It's a young team. One of the things they're going to have to do is learn to win. They've done it all the way through the minor leagues, but winning at the major league level is something very different.
Well, let's do it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won before, you are eligible for a $25 gift card. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Here is the story of the day that relates to Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I mean, there's a lot of cool preseason teams, but Jared Crick is now on the Playboy preseason All-American team. I mean, you got to buy it for information, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, the team's in there. You got to buy it for the information. You
for the article.
Picture.
For the article.
You want to see what they wrote about it? Nebraska has been fortunate enough to have somebody on that team the last 3 years, Ndamukong Suh, Prince Amukamara, and Jared Crick. But this started, the publication began selecting a team way back in 1957. The Huskers only had, obviously, one person between 57 and 69, Laverne Allers, 1966. In the history of this award, three Huskers have made the Playboy preseason All-American team twice. Only three Huskers in history have made the Playboy preseason All-American team twice. If you can name any one of those, you will be the winner of a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. And it has not happened in the last decade. Carlos Polk, Josh Bullocks, Adam Carricker, Ndamukong Suh, Prince Amukamara, Jared Crick. Those are the selections since 2000. None of them have been twice. So everybody on the list that has been on the preseason Playboy All-American team more than once has been pre-2000. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is John.
John, you got a guess?
I'm going to have to say Mike Rozier.
That is incorrect. Try back, because I know there's going to be a lot of guesses, and it's not near as easy as you would think it would be. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's JP.
JP, do you have a guess?
Oh, how about Johnny Rogers?
Not Johnny Rogers, which I just can't believe, because it should have been Johnny Rogers. You would have thought Johnny. And again, you never know. Maybe you're the second best. Maybe you're one of the top five athletes in the country. You're just at the wrong position that year. Who are we chatting with?
Jeff.
Jeff, who? There have been three Huskers to be on Playboy's preseason All-American team more than once. Can you name any one of those three?
Dean Steinkuhler.
Dean Steinkuhler is incorrect. In fact, Dean Steinkuhler was never on the team. 888-455-ESPN.
Was the guy I wrote down on the team?
Yeah, okay. He was on the team, but only once. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy show?
Matt.
Matt, do you have an answer for us?
Jerry Taggy.
Jerry Taggy. That is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-3776. You're cheating. Quit looking.
Well, I've just...
888-455-3776. The question is, Jared Crick is on the Playboy preseason All-American team.
I saw one.
There are only three Cornhuskers that have been on the Playboy preseason All-American team more than once. Let's go to the phone
line.
Who are we chatting with?
Jeff,
what's your guess?
Neil Smith.
Neil Smith is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Give us a buzz. This is a tough one. And I don't even know the good. I can give you a couple of texts that we've got. Both of them are wrong. A couple emails. You've got to call. They're wrong. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mark in Grand Island.
Mark, do you have a guess?
John Dutton.
No. Excellent guess, but John Dutton is not right. 888-455-3776. Do you have a guess? Who are we chatting with?
John again.
What's your guess,
Grant John? Grant Wistrom.
Grant Wistrom, incorrect. Grant Wistrom, incorrect. He was on the team in 97, but not any other year. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Todd.
Todd, do you have a guess for us?
How about Broderick Thomas?
Broderick Thomas is right. 87 and 88. For extra bonus credit, do you know the other two?
I have no idea.
Broderick Thomas is correct. There's a lot of years that there was only one Husker, and there was some that there were two. But the other two, Rick Bonas in 74 and 75, and Aaron Taylor in 96 and 97, Broderick Thomas, 87, 88. Todd, hang on the line. Merritt will get you hooked up for a $25 gift card at Troutman's. We appreciate you calling, and we appreciate you listening to the show. Hang on.
What's the most the Huskers have ever had?
72, Rich Glover, Willie Harper, Johnny Rogers, and Bob Devaney was the coach. That was the only year there were three Huskers, and of course they were the consensus preseason number one team. And, you know, there you go. Very few times have there been multiple Huskers. There were in the 70s, John Dutton and Darryl White in 73, Rick Bonas and Marvin Crenshaw in 74, Rick Bonas and Wonder Mons in 75, and then in 76, Mike Fultz was on there and Tom Osborne was the coach. Jared Tomich and Aaron Taylor in 96, Grant Wisterman, Aaron Taylor in 97.
Tough one. You brought the heat today. That was a Garrett Cole fastball at 98.
Well, there you go. That's what we do. Trying to have a few tough ones out there. We want to thank Chip Malfatti from the New Haven Register for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little Connecticut baseball. They're one of the surprise teams that's still left in the NCAA tournament as they head to South Carolina. And we want to thank all the folks that called in today and weighed in on LeBron James. Why do you really dislike him so much? I don't get it. And so, at least not everybody dislikes him from the phone calls today. Tomorrow we expect to be joined by Doug Christensen, Chancellor at UNK, to talk about his perspective and the overall college perspective of the Wolfers the last year. We'll also be talking with South Sioux City head soccer coach about the Shrine Soccer Classic that is coming up this weekend, and that is Gabe Wortman. We'll have that and a whole lot more. Plus, Darren Erstad joined us Thursday on Doug and Daddy.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, 23 hours now. Doug and Daddy show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.